Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin on Daf Nun Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins by quoting the words of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Amar, somebody said, Shvasi b'ikroi, somebody designated that he's going to be kind of shvisa on the base of the tree. Ubehalach memakam ragel of ikroi. So the halach is that's a possible way of being kind of shvisa, and the halacha is you could walk from where you are as long as where you were kind of shvisa 2,000 amos, and then if from that place where you were kind of shvisa until your home again is less than 2,000 amos, so the Mishnah taught us then you could call miikroi from that tree you walk lebeisay apayim amma. You walk another 2,000 amma to get home, the nimtza, and it turns out the mahalach meshech shecha, that even though already Shabbos has begun, and you have been able to walk abbas alofim amma, a total of almost 4,000 amma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, this din that our Mishnah just taught us, that if you identify where you want to be kainah shvisa, the halacha is that you can be kainah shvisa, even if you're not there, just by identifying that that's the place you want to be kind of shvisa, it only works, says Rava, the chirat leikrei, if you could run to that, if you could run from where you are and get to that place before Shabbos begins, then that this verbal designation of a makam shvisa, even though you aren't there at all, is going to be satisfactory. However, if it's so far away that you can't get there before it becomes Shabbos, then it can't be a makam kind of shvisa. And the Meiri points out a question. Let's say you're an individual that can't run so quickly, but someone else can make it. What would be the halacha? Do we look at your ability to run, or do we look as long as most people could get there? So the Meiri holds that as long as most people could get there, that is enough. However, the Miri says that in the name of the Ravid. However, the Piskei Arid says that the person himself has to be able to get there. And the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't have to go there at night. As long as he could get there before Shabbos, even if he only decides to get to go there Shabbos morning, it doesn't make a difference. Another point that the Bir Halacha makes is, what does it mean that you have to get there before Shabbos? Do we say that you have to get there before Bein HaShemashos? For as when we've been discussing in our previous Shurim Dalochas of Bein HaShemashos, we know that Bein HaShemashos is really, the entire Bein HaShemashos is considered already perhaps Shabbos, it's already considered a Suffolk, or is it adequate that you get there during Bein HaShemashos? And the Bir Halacha says, since this is a question of a Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula, and therefore since it's Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula, we could be more lenient. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, but Abaya asks Rava, V'chashra Loiktani, isn't the Mishnah saying that this person is almost by Shabbos, and he has this dilemma, so it seems that he can't get there before Shabbos? Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means is chashchol beisoy. It's he can't get home before Shabbos. Avil ikrish ilon motzi ozel. He could get there before Shabbos. Ikadamri, a different version of this halacha the Rava says, and the Mefarshim point out that even though it's a different version, the halacha doesn't change with this version. Chashcholoy, when it says that it got dark, if he would walk there slowly, he can't get there before Shabbos, before Bein HaShemashos. Avarot, if he could get there by running, then it will be a valid Erev. So the Chazon Ish asks that we learned at the beginning of this parak on Daf Mem Bei Aleph Amud Beis, the story of Rav Gamliel, who was once on a ship on Erev Shabbos, which did not enter the port until after nightfall. Rav Gamliel said that he was able to determine, because he used some sort of a telescope instrument, that the ship was within 2,000 amos of the city at the time of sunset, And therefore, he said that he was able to be kind of shvis in the city and ready to be considered as for that Shabbos as he was a member of that city. And he was able to walk throughout the entire city on Shabbos. Asked the Chazon Ish that according to what Rava just said, that somebody who designates a place as Shvisa has to be able to reach that designated place before Shabbos. So how was Rabbi Gamliel able to acquire Shvisa in the city? The ship was at sea. It didn't dock until after Shabbos arrived. So obviously he wasn't able to reach that point, that city, that port before Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish answers, there's a difference between establishing Shvisa, as is the case in our Mishnah and Gemara, where you're establishing Shvisa on the side of a road, or establishing Shvisa in a city, which was the case of Rabbi Gamliel. He says, even though Rav is teaching us that if you're not actually at the spot where you're being kind of Shvisa, you have to be able to reach at least that spot before Shabbos, says the Chazon Ish that this limitation doesn't apply to someone who's near a city and wants to establish Shvisa in a city. If somebody who wants to be established Shvisa in the city, there we could be more lenient. Says the Gemara, Rav and Rav Yosef Kav Azli Ba'archa, Rav and Rav Yosef were traveling on the road. Amle Rav and Rav Yosef, Tei Shvisasi, Tusei Dikla de Saval Achva. We should be kind of Shvisa under this specific tree. It was a tree that had one on top of the other. One tree, two trees on top of the other. One tree supporting the other tree. Vamele. And some say what he meant to say was that they should be kind of Shvisa, Tusei Dikla de Parak Margim Karga. That this tree is the tree that satisfies, that takes care of the person's tax obligation. The way I sort of Mefereshim explained is that this tree was a particularly fruitful tree. And he said, from the fruit that this tree produces, I have enough to pay my entire tax bill for the year. And anything else that I earn is pure profit. Amalei, lo yidanalei. So Rabbi Yosef said to Rava, I'm not familiar with these trees. Amalei, so Rava said to Rabbi Yosef, smaychalai, you could rely on me. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Omer, as we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yosef says, Mahayishnayim, if you have two people traveling on the road, Echad Makar, one is able to identify a specific landmark. Vechad She'ena Makar, and one cannot identify that specific landmark. Zeh She'ena Makar, the one who doesn't know how to identify a specific landmark, Moisa Shvira Sosala Makar, could say to the person that does recognize the landmark, he could say to him, Tei Shvi Sosi Imach, and Zeh Shemakom Tei Shvi Sosi Imach Pliny, and by him saying so, that is adequate. V'loi hi, says the Gemara, this that Rabbi Yosef said this halacha, this that Rav said this halacha to Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yosef is incorrect. V'loi tana like Rabbi Yosef. This din was never really taught by Rabbi Yosef. So why did he use Rabbi Yosef's name if Rabbi Yosef never said it? Says the Gemara, Elhechad al Kabul Minei. He wanted him to accept it. Mishum de Rabbi Yosef Namuka Imai. Throughout Shas, Rabbi Yosef is the man, the Omer, who's Namuka Imai. He's known to be a person who his reasoning is very sound. Rashi, Mesech de Gittin, Daf Samach Zayin, Amon Aleph, says Namuka Imai, Purusha Imai loses Tam L'chodvarav. Everything that he said was very understandable. Shoyim Yashav Dvarav. Whatever he said, people were able to understand. Rashi here says that the definition of nimukai is nimukai kav. Nimoy means his speech. Whatever he said was kav, was straight. Everything he said was measured and acceptable. So based on this Gemara, the Magen Avraham in Ayruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sifkaten Beis teaches us that if somebody heard a halacha and he believes that that is indeed the halacha, he could say this halacha over in the name of someone else whom he did not hear it from, in order that people should accept this halacha that he's saying. But there's a very serious question that the Eliyahu Rabbah asks. He says the Gemara The Brisa Masechta Kala, Perek Aleph Halacha Chavdal says, "V'kala oim adavim v'pi chacham." If somebody repeats something in the name of a chacham, shloy gomer mimenu, that he didn't hear it from that chacham. Goyrim l'shchina shetestalk miYisrael. Very understandable halacha. Saying something over in the name of someone who never said it is, of course, unacceptable. So how could this be the way that we should teach halacha? So the Rabbah gives three answers to this question. One answer is that the Braisa Masechta Kala refers to a situation that the only reason this halacha is being accepted is because he's saying in the name of that Adam Gadol. Had he not said it in the name of that person, nobody would accept it. So then you can't use that person's name if he never said it. He's another pshat, another teretz that he gives, is that if halacha was said by one person, and now you, instead of saying it in the name of the person who indeed said it, you said it in the name of someone else, that's unacceptable. But if it was said without any attribution, and now you want to get it accepted, and you use the name of a Talmud Chacham, and obviously you believe that this is indeed the halacha, you may do so. Another pshat that he says, if you make up a halacha, and you want to give it some strength, and the way you give it a strength is by saying it in the name of a Chacham who never said it, that is wrong. But if you know and you heard this halacha in the yeshiva, and you know that this is the accepted halachic practice, and you only do it just to make people accept it, then it's acceptable. Those are the three terutzim that the Rabbah says. The Machzor Shekel on that Magen Avraham says, similar to what we just quoted from the Eli Rabbah, if your intention in saying this is to make sure that people will do what is right, one cannot say that you did the wrong thing. The Tosfos Yontif, also discussing this Gemara, asks, how could somebody say something which is not true? How could he say that Rabbi Yossi said it if Rabbi Yossi never said it? So the Shailos HaTshuvos Rav Pa'alim, in trying to answer that question of the Tosfos Yontif, he says that there's no isser of sheker if the goal of what you're saying is to get to the emes. He says his goal here was to get to the emes, and therefore, since it was the goal was to get to the emes, that isn't considered a sheker. And there's an interesting chasam sofer in the Tshuvos Chelek Vav Siman Nun Tes. He says that he quotes a yavetz that says that all of the zoyer is attributed to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He said, but actually not all of the Zohar was authored by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. But again, to give the Zohar the acceptability that we know that the Zohar has, that's why it was mentioned in his name. But we learned in the Mishnah, im ena makush ena baki, but if somebody doesn't know a spat, or he doesn't know the halacha, so then wherever he is, that becomes his makam shvisa. Ask the Gemara, hani alpaim Chaychen Ksivin. Ask the Gemara, we've been learning so many times in this Masechta, the halacha of Tchum, and the halacha of Tchum is that you get 2,000 Amos. And even though, explained the Mefarshim, that certainly the halacha of Tchum is, says the Ritva, the halacha of Tchum is a din de Rabbanon, but still says the Ritva, as is common throughout Shas, the Gemara is seeking an Asmachta, the Gemara is seeking a source for this halacha. So ask the Taras Chaim, as we just said, we've spoken about Tchum so many times in our Shurim. Why, till now, did the Gemara never ask this question? So he answers, because look at the wording of our Mishnah. The wording of our Mishnah is, Zochaloi Mekoimai Apayim Amma. It doesn't just say, Yeshloi Apayim Amma. It doesn't say that he gets 2,000 Ammas. The Mishnah uses a much stronger wording, Zochaloi. And therefore, this is the place to ask, where indeed do we see that you get 2,000 amma? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, because the Pasuk says, Shvu ish tachtov. So this is the halacha that we learned and we'll continue learning. Elo arba amas, that a person who leaves his tchum gets 4 amas past his tchum. And then the Pasuk says, Ayetze ish mekaimai, Mekaymai is the Eila Paim Amo of the Tchum Shabbos. Says the Gemara Nolan. So how do we know that Mekaymai, asked the Gemara, means a Paim Amo? Answers the Gemara with a series of Gzeri Shavas. Amar Chizdol, Madnu Mokam and Mokam, or Mokam and Nisan. But at Tchum Shabbos, as we just said, the Pasuk says, the halacha is, the Pasuk says, Ayetze Ish Mekaymai. So it says the word makam here, and it says regarding if somebody killed somebody else, chas v'shalom b'shaygig, that he runs to Ari Miklat. So there the Pasuk also uses the word, v'samtil cham mokoim ashiyana shama. And that Pasuk also uses the word yonis, nisa. So now it's considered as if the word nisa is stated by the Pasuk of Tchum Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, v'nisa v'nisa, then we learn another gzeirah shava migvul. Now that we're saying it's as if it says the word nisa, that's what a gzeirah shava accomplishes, that is as if it says the word nisa by tchum, then the pasuk says, also by the or a miklat, as gvur ir miklat ha'ishyana shama. So there the pasuk says the word gvul. So now the gzeirah shava accomplishes as if it says the word gvul by or a miklat. And then the gvul mikvul. So now it's as if it says the word gvul by this pasuk of Yetzi Ishlam Kaimai. And then the pasuk, continuing discussing the halachas of Ari Miklat, says Umotza Oisa Goyal Adam Mechutz Legvul Ir Miklatoi. So it's as if it says the word chutz by the din of Tchum. Then continues the Gemara, v'chutz michutz. Here it says the word chutz. And then this word chutz is used by the border of the outside of the cities of the Aral Levim. The ksiv, what the pasuk says there, u'madoisa mechutz le'ir es pas kedmo apayim ba'ama. So it says explicitly apayim ba'ama. And through this series of gzeirah shavos, it's as if it says apayim ama regarding the Tchum Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'neilef, as we know, the halacha is that whenever we have two options, we say tfastam rubaloi tfastam. We take the smaller option. But there's another pasuk that says mikir ir v'chutza elef amma. There the pasuk says only elef amma. So why do I choose the pasuk that gives us 2,000 ammas? Why not choose the pasuk that only gives you 1,000 amma? Answers the Gemara, donin michutz. The pasuk that says apayim used the word chutz, which is the exact word that we've been using for gzeirah shava. Vein donin chutz michutzah. We don't learn it from chutzah, where it's not an exact match. Chutz and chutzah are obviously not the exact same words. Ask the Gemara, in order to learn gzeirah shava, must you have an exact match? Mai nafka mina. We don't have to have an exact match. For says the Gemara, hatana deber v'shmol. The pasuk in discussing the halachas of negei batim, if there's a negah in a house. So the halacha is that if a negah is seen on a home, the home has to be quarantined for a week. If after that week the negah spread, then you have to take out the stones on which you have the negah, replace them with other stones, and then quarantine the home for another week. If after that week there's a nega still on those house, even if it's not larger than the original nega, the house has to be demolished. If the nega did not spread after the first week, you don't do anything with the house. You leave it, you quarantine it for a second week. If after the second week the nega spread, the Torah doesn't say explicitly what to do. Do you demolish the house? Do you take out those bricks and wait for a third week? What do you do? So the Braisa, the Tana de Berei Shmol, teaches us a Gzeri Shava. The Torah says, by a nega that spread after the 1 week of quarantine, v'shava koyin. The Torah says, regarding a nega that stayed the same after the first week, but spread after the second week, the Torah uses the words uba koyin. So Rabbi Shmuel says, we learn a gzeirah shava. That just like the nega that spread after 1 week, we take out the stones and then we give it another week. That's the din by the second week, that we don't immediately demolish the home. We take out those bricks, replace them with new bricks, And only if after that process, the nega returns, we demolish the house. But we're learning a gzeira shava from two words that are really not the same. The shava kayin is one pasuk, and then the other pasuk says uva kayin. But we learn a gzeira shava, zui shiva, zui bia. So why can't we learn a gzeira shava, chutz and chutzah? Answers the Gemara, hanimili, when do we not necessarily require an exact match? If we don't have an exact match available, so even if it's close enough, we're going to learn Gzeira Shava. But if we have an exact match, that's of course preferable. We learned further in the Mishnah, Apaim Amagulus. The Apaim Amis that we look at are in a circle, not in a square. Rav Chininim ben Tignus Oimer, Manavshach. He asks Rav Chininim ben Tignus, we have a question. Is like Gzeir Shava, if we're learning a Gzeir Shava, from the Pasuk Medayis Mechutz Le'ir, as Pas Kedma, Apaim Amma, and we use that as a Gzeir Shava, Payis Ksivin. So the Torah uses the word Payah, and the Torah, by using the word the Torah by using the word peah means that it's a square, and therefore it shouldn't be measured as round. V less like gzeir shava, and if you're going to say he doesn't learn the gzeir shava, so now pay manala. We go back to the original question that the sugi began with: that how do we bechlal know the din of 2,000 amma? Answers: the Gemara loyelam is like gzeir shava. He does learn the gzeir shava, but shani hacha regarding the Tchum Shabbos, Amakroz Ze Yilcha Migrashe Amim, Leze Atanois and Payas. The halacha of Migrashe, when we do a border around the city, there the halacha is that it has to be a square. Viatanois and Payas, Leshaif Shabbos, by Shabbos it's done round. However, the Rabbanon in our Mishnah say that it's always done as a square, even by Tchum. Tani, where do they take that from? Says the Gemara, Tani Chananya Amar, because Zeh Yeh Kol Shosh of Shabbos. The Torah says that regarding all Hilchah Shabbos, we measure with a square. And the Mishnah Brura, in fact, discusses what's the halacha regarding davening. We're going to discuss that in many halachas we look at a square. So he says, we know that you're not allowed to walk within four amis of somebody who's davening. So what's going to be the halacha, or you're not allowed to daven within four amis of tzoya? What's going to be the halacha in all these situations? Amar Vach Vayakov, Hamava Amva Amis Rishis Rabbim. We have discussed so many times that you're not allowed to carry four amis Rishis Rabbim. So the halacha is, Enachayv At Shemava Heim Velech Soinen. Since the Rabbanan just said, Kazay yeah, kol shoyfse Shabbos, that regarding all Hilchah Shabbos, we look at a diagonal. And as we learned in the Mishnah, the diagonal is 1.4 larger than a circle. So it turns out that to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv until you carry 5 3/5 of an amma, not just 4 ammas. There is a machloikis Rishonim, how to understand what the Gemara just says. When we go with a straight line and when we go with a diagonal. The Rashbam says, if somebody's walking straight, then the halach is 2,000 amas for tchum and for carrying four abba amas. But if you're going on, if you're walking on a diagonal, then the shear is on a diagonal. That's the opinion of the Rashbam. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is he doesn't accept that kind of a distinction. He says the shear is as our Gemara Pashup Shat learned, that you always follow a diagonal. That's what the Chacham just said in our Gemara. Rashi says there's a difference between Tchum Shabbos and regarding carrying Dalar Amos and Shabbos. Regarding the Tchum Shabbos, Rashi holds like the Rashbam, that there's a difference if you're walking in a straight line, then it's measured in a straight line, or if you're walking on a slant, then it's measured on a slant. Regarding the halacha of carrying Dalat Amos and Rishus Rabbim, there Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's always Dalat Amos Velachsainen, which is a longer shear. Amalai Amra Papa continues the Gemara, Badaklon Rava. Rava asked us the following Shalila, Amud Rishus Rabbim, if you have a pole in Rishus Rabbim, and we've discussed Baruch Hashem so many times that the shear of a Rishus HaYachid is Dalat Tfachim by Dalat Tfachim high, 4 Tfachim wide. And you have this pole, which is Gevaya Sar Varach of Arba. Tsar Chem Velachsan Aloy. Is that enough? Or do you have to have that on the diagonal? It'll be Arba Tfachim. From Nina, and we responded to Rava, Lav Hainad Rav Chananya. Isn't this exactly what Rav Chananya taught us? The Tanya of Chananya Oimer, Kzeye Kol Shef Shishabis. That in regarding all Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is that it's Hein Velachsoinen, and this is no different. That we do it, that we measure with the Lachsoinen. The Maral explains what was the basis of Rava's question. He said, maybe only when we're measuring something on the ground, that's when we say Hein Velachsoinen. But here we're measuring something on the tap, and since we're measuring on the tap, it's different. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah Zeresh, Amra Ani Ma'ar Baraglev, Amra Me'e Onu, Enu Onu, Enu Onu. We learned in our Mishnah a number of halachas. The first halacha we learned, that if somebody's traveling on the road and he's able to identify a landmark, he could say, this is going to be where I'm being kind of Shvisa. We furthermore learned, if somebody isn't able to identify a landmark, or he doesn't know this halacha, so he says, Shvisa Sibim Kaimai, where I am, I'm being kind of shvisa. The Mishnah continued teaching us, Zui Sh'amru, Ha'ani Ma'ar Baraglov, that Ani can make an Erev with his feet. Amar Rameir, and Rameir commented on that, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. Yudayma Echer Ani Ve'echer Asher, Le'amr Ma'arvim Bepas Ela Hakal Asher Shlayotzu V'yar Baraglov. So what is meant here is that somebody who's traveling, the halacha is, he could make an Erev not just with bread, but he could make an Erev by being there. And we're going to have, and it's probably a good approach, to say the machloikas we're going to have now in the Gemara, the machloikas of Nachman of Chizda, and then learn, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, the machloikas inside. Rav Nachman explains as follows. As far as the first halacha which we just quoted, Shvisasi b'makom ploini, that special cooler that you're not even there, you just can identify your area, everybody said it only applies to an ani. The machloikas or Meir Rabbi Yehuda, that if somebody can be ma'ar baraglov, says Rav Nachman, that's where we have a machloikas. Rameir only allows that for an ani, and Rabbi Yehuda allows it for even for everyone. Rav Chizda, however, says different. Rav Chizda says that their whole machloikas is only regarding the first halacha, if you could say Shvisasi b'makom ploini. Rameya says that only an ani could do it, and Rav Yehuda says even an usher. But regarding somebody who's actually at a spot and says Shvisasi b'makomi, this is where I want to be kind of Shvisa, everybody will agree that that is a perfectly acceptable way of making an Erev Tchumen. Says the Gemara, Amram Nachman, and the Gemara now does it inside. Machloikis, the machloikis between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda is in a situation where you want to be kind of shvisa in the spot where you currently are. The Rameh is sover. Rameh holds Iker Erev Bepas. When Chazal said Erev, they meant with bread. And says the Rebbe Yonason, that only by putting down bread, says Rameh, do you really show that this is where you want to be kind of shvisa. And therefore, says Rameya, Ani Huda Kila Rabban Alei, only for Ani were Chazal Mekel and allowed you to make an Erev without pass, just by being there. Aval Asher, a wealthy person, Loi, that isn't going to be acceptable. He has to use the right thing, pass. Rehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, Ike Erev Beregel, the primary way of making an Erev is by being there. By being there is the way you make an Erev. And therefore, Echad Ani V'Asher, both an Ani and Asher can make an Erev that way. Ava b'mokem pliny. If you want to use the extra new kula that we said, that you could say shvisasi b'mokem pliny, you just say that I want to designate an area where I am not to be your Erev, the Rakol, everybody will agree, only an Ani could use that dispensation, Usher can't use that dispensation. And the Machloikas is, as we just said, according to Ramey, the primary way of making an Erev is with pass, and therefore we don't allow you to be Ma'arev or Raglov only under special circumstances. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's really the right way of making the Erev. But now the question is, the Gemara keeps on using in this Gemara the word Ani and Usher. Who is the definition of an Ani? And what's the definition of an Usher? So the Rashba and the Ritva say the definition of Ani and Usher depends if you're traveling. If you're traveling, then you consider an Ani. And if you're at home, you consider an Usher. The Miri says it depends if you have bread. If you have bread with you, we'll consider you an Usher. If you don't have, we consider you an Ani. According to the Rambam and the Baal HaMor, it's enough that you have one of them. That you have to have, as long as you're able to fulfill, it says Rashi, that if you have, according to Rashi, the halacha is that you have to have one condition met. And as soon as one condition is met, either you're on the road or you don't have bread, you're already considered ani. And according to the Beis Yosef, you have to have two conditions to be an ani. You have to be poor, not have any bread, and be on the road. Says the Gemara. So according to Rav Nachman's interpretation of the Mishnah, now the Gemara goes into the various statements, phrases that were mentioned in the Mishnah, and says the Gemara, Zu Sha'amru, Ha'ani Ma'ar Baraglov, that an Ani could make an Erev by being in a spat. According to Rav Nachman's interpretation, Manktani, whose opinion does that represent? Rameya. It represents Manktani, who said Rameya, Ba'akai, Ena Makush, Ena Baki Ba'alacha. Somebody who doesn't know a landmark, or doesn't know the halacha that you can make an Erev by identifying a landmark, can make an Erev by saying, this is where I want the Erev to be. Another statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah made a statement, that Chazal said that you could use pass because you don't have to take the Erev itself. Who made that statement, according to Rav Nachman? Man k'tani lo Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that really everyone could be Ma'arev Baraglov. Since everyone could be Ma'arev Baraglov, so both an Ani and an Usher could do that. That's really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the best way of making an Erev. But Chazal also allowed an Usher to use pass. And there's interesting Prima Godim, that the Prima Godim suggests that we know when somebody makes Erev Tchumim, he has to make a bracha. Suggests the Prima Godim that maybe only when you put down bread do you make a bracha. Because you're doing a maisa, you're putting down the bread. But if you're not doing a maisa, all you're doing is just being Ma'arev Baraglov, there it could be that you don't make a bracha. It could be it's connected to a different question that I saw. And that is, if somebody's Ma'arev Baraglov, does he have to make a declaration? Or is it enough that he's just standing there? The opinion that holds that being Ma'arev Baraglov means that you actually make a declaration that this is where I want to be kind of shvisa. So maybe that would be enough that you should be able to make a bracha as well. But according to the opinions that learn Ma'arev Baraglov means just they learned the Ma'arev Baraglov just means standing there, so since nothing is really being said and nothing's really being done, a bracha cannot be recited. Rav Chisda, as we said before, has a different understanding of the Machloikas of Ramei and Yehuda. Rav Chisda of Machloikas Memakim Pliny. The Machloikas between Ramei and Yehuda is when somebody said Shvisasi Memakim Pliny, identifying a landmark. Ramei is Sover Ani in Ashaloi. Ramei is going to hold that only an Ani could do so, not an Usher. And Rabbi Yehuda Sover, even that easy way of making an Erev, Echer Ani ve'Echer Usher could do. Aval, if somebody says B'mkoimi, he goes to the spot where he wants to be kind of Shvisa, says Rav Chisda, the Rehakol, Echer Ani ve'Echer Usher, everybody to do an Erev that way, because Ika Erev Baraglu, that's really the right way he holds to make an Erev. Now, again, goes the Gemara to identify different statements of the Mishnah and try to understand who made those statements. When we learned in the Mishnah, Vizui Sha'amriyu, Hani Ma'ar Baraglov, Mank Tanile, who said it? Rameyer, Vahakoi. And where did he say it on? On the din of Misha Baba Derech, the Chashkoi, that it could identify a landmark. The Rameyer says that that special dispensation was only said, that special dispensation was only said for Aniyim, and not anyone else. The Layamra Ma'arim Bahas El Lahokal, and the halacha that you could do an Erev Bapas, which represents a kula, because the right way to do it is with Erev Baraglav, according to Rav Chizda's interpretation of the Machloikas, Mank Tanila, who made that statement, says the Gemara, Divrei Hakol. Everybody will be able to agree with that statement, that really the best way to do an Erev is with Ragla, is by Shvisosu B'mkaimi, by being there. But Chazal said that anybody who wants could use Pas. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavosei Rav Nachman, there's a brisa that supports the opinion of Rav Nachman, and it's important to point out that the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rav Nachman, understanding of Rav Yehuda. That means identifying a landmark is only acceptable for an Ani, and the proper way of doing an Erev is with Pas and not Beregel. And therefore, Shvasas B'mekoimi, saying I'm being kind of Shvisa here, works for Anim and Ashirim. So says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei Derev Papa, Derev Nachman, the Braisa says, Echad Oni ve'echad Osher, anybody ma'arvim ve'pas, v'lo yotze ish Osher chutz l'tchum, but an Osher should not be outside his tchum, v'yayim Shvasas B'mekoimi, l'fi sh'loy Amru ma'arvim Beregel. You can't make an Erev by being in a spot. Only if you have no option. You're on the road with no food. Whose opinion is that? Divrei Rameya. However, Rabbi Huda's opinion is, they could make an Erev by being in the spot. Even an Osher could be at any spot and say, I want to be kind of Shvisa here. V'zui ikri shel Erev, because this is the proper way and the best way that you can make an Erev. V'tir chomel balabayis l'shloich evreru. The Chazal were lenient and allow us to sell an Erev with b'yad avdoi, with your servant, b'yad b'noi, your son, your shluchai, v'shvil hakol olav, that to be lenient on him, that you don't have to actually go out, you could send bread. Continues, so this braisa already showed, like Rav Nachman, that the machloikas or Meir Rabbi Yehuda is regarding an usher who wants to be ma'ariv by being in that certain spot. And Rabbi Yehuda says that even an usher could do so. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ba'ad Shebeis Memel. There was a story with the people of Beis Memel. It's important to remember, we once spoke about Beis Memel. Beis Memel was a city that the family of Eli lived in. And we know that there was a curse on the family of Eli that they should die, unfortunately, young. But the Gemara says, "Bechesav emes yichuper oven." By doing tzedakah and learning Torah, they could be zoich tarichas yamim. And that was what the people of Beis Memel did. So says the Gemara, the people of that Beis Memel, u'be'anshi Beis Guriam, that they lived in a place of Aroima, Shemechalkin Groigris, Vitzimukim, Lenim Bishne Bitsuris. As we just learned, they were very careful to do stock up. So they used to give out dried figs and dried raisins to poor people in a hunger year. Verbein Ani Kvasichim Ani Kvachanim, and the Neim that lived in Kvasichim and Kvachananya, Machshichinot Chum, they used to spend. They started Shabbos 2,000 amos away from their villages, u'machris, and in the morning, mashkimim u'boim, they would come to Aroima, which was 2,000 amos away, to get the different products that were available to them. So we see from here that everybody could make an Erev with being in a spot, because especially if we take the interpretation of the Rajbo and the Ritva, that the definition, which is the way we're learning, that the definition of an Ani Nisher is based on are you home or not, these people were home. If you're home, how can you make an Erev Baraglov? It must be like Rabbi Yehuda said, that like Rabbi Nachman said according to Rabbi Yehuda, that they can make an Erev with Raglov. And that's a perfect way of making an Erev for Shabbos. Amar Vashi, Mesnisa Namideika. Says the Gemara from our Mishnah that we're going to learn in tomorrow's Shir, we can also see that Rav Nachman's understanding is correct. And just by identifying a landmark and making an Erev and saying that that's where I want my Kinyan Shvisa to be will not be effective according to Rabbi Yehuda, even for an usher. Will not the Tani, if somebody went and left the city in Erev Shabbos to arrive at a city that was within 4,000 amos of the city that he left from, and then he turned back to his original city. His friend, as we're going to see in tomorrow's shiur, told him the weather is bad weather, and now's not the time to travel. Hu mutar leilich, he could go to that city on Shabbos. V'kol b'nei yir, but the other people of the city, asurin, can't get there. The Rebbe Yehuda. V'vinam bo, and in understanding that Mishnah, the question immediately comes up: Maishna iu u'maishna inu? Why is he different than they? V'amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna explained: Hachem ma'iskinen. The Mishnah over there is referring to a situation. Kigon shiesh lo shnei batim. This person owns two homes. One home he owns in the city that he was in, and the other home that he owns is in the city that he wants to go to. The shnei tchum shas b'neim. There's less than 4,000 amos, just 4,000 amos between these two cities. Iu, he who began traveling, iu de nafkalei lorche, he who began traveling, havlei ani. Somebody's traveling, we keep on saying, is in the category of an ani. Since he's in the category of an ani, he could be kind of shvisa just by identifying a landmark in between these two cities. However, Hanach, the other people who never began traveling, are in the category of a shirininu. And even if they're going to, says Rashi, the Remaskal Hanach, declare and say we want to be kind of shvisa that landmark, which is in the midpoint between these two cities, it wouldn't help. Because everybody, according to Rav Nachman's interpretation, agrees that identifying and declaring a landmark which you are not at to be your makom shvisa doesn't work. So what do we clearly see from here? Exactly what Rav Nachman told us. The kol b'makom pleini, that whenever you want to be kind of shvisa by identifying a specific spot, by using that method, ani in, it only works for an ani, for an usher, it doesn't work. Shmamina, so we clearly have a brisa that supports Rav Nachman's understanding of the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Says the Gemara, Masnan le Rav Chiya bar Ashi, le Chiya bar Rav, kamei de Rav, echad ani, vechad usher, that both an ani and an usher can make an Erev by being at a spot and saying that this is where I want to be kind of Shvisa. And Amalei Rav, and Rav Setra of Chibar Ashi, signed by Nami, when you say this halacha, say halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rav Nachman even understood the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that everybody, both an Ani and an Usher, can make an Erev by being at a spot and saying, this I want to be kind of Shvisa. So it follows Rav Nachman's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's position regarding when you could be Ma'arav Baraglav.